Kevin, first of all, I'd just like to say thank you to Marielle for once again being a sponsor of our media facilities here at the convention, and of course the wonderful reception that you had for the media. So really do appreciate your support there, and being able to work with you and people like Wendy Mayo, who's always out here and working so hard to make sure we're taken care of. So I had to get that out of the way before we get started here. But we want to talk about identity, and we've done this before, but for people who may not know or not understand, just give me a kind of a synopsis of just what this thing is.
Sure. Really, identity is a new technology that we're offering that and I'm sure a lot of your listeners probably have heard a little bit about. But basically what we're looking at is the genetic information, looking at their DNA, looking at specific markers that are related to some very important economic traits, you know, things like carcass composition, carcass quality. And now we've added some new traits, particularly some key maternal traits, such as fertility rate, as well as stayability, determine which females will stay in that herd for a longer period of time, and also docility, so cattle temperament and so forth. So we can look at, through the genetic markers, we can look at some of those very important traits that are, I know, very important to whether it's a seed stock operator as well as a commercial cow-calf operator.
So describe how they use that information or use identity in their operation.
Sure. Well, the big thing is we try to keep it, we really try to simplify the approach and make it a very simple process for our producers to come away with the key genetic information about their animals. So what they would do is take a tissue sample, whether that's using one of our ear tags to collect a tissue from the ear, or a hair sample. They would send it into our laboratory, and then we would analyze the DNA, looking at the specific profiles for each one of the traits, and then send back to them a report, a hard copy report, as well as an email, where they can look at an easy-to-read report that will identify the identity profile scores for each one of the key traits that we're profiling for.
And then once they get that information, how can they use that? It might seem obvious to some of us, but maybe not to others.
Well, that's a very good question. Again, we try with the report. You know, the big thing is that we, as the identity team, and we've got a number. We've got 6 sales representatives out in the field now, along with a couple technical advisors, that we sit down with the customer and first identify where their priorities are and what kind of goals they're trying to achieve. And so we identify which traits are the most important. So once we get the identity profile scores back, then we can use it and use the results and complement that with the other genetic tools they might have at their hands, such as EPDs, ultrasound information, pedigree information. Collect them, look at it all together, and make some decisions when it comes down to selecting bulls to use, selecting replacement heifers to keep, as well as helping market some of their cattle, whether it's seed stock operators as well as commercial operators.
So, from a marketing standpoint, I mean, besides managing the herd that you have, for those who are looking at marketing, how would they incorporate that information into a marketing plan then?
Well, at first, they got to look at in terms of how it enhances the opportunity, the value behind those animals. And so if we're talking about seed stock operators, they may want to incorporate the identity profile into their sale catalog to use that information to help them and help their customers understand more about the genetic potential in those animals. When it comes to the cow-calf, commercial cow-calf operator, in terms of marketing the calves, I would say in this day and age, where the markets are today, if a commercial cow-calf operator can talk to some feedlot feed yard operators out there and show them that they have some information, this identity information, about how they're going to perform, particularly carcass performance, carcass quality, that kind of information, I think is going to really enhance the interest of those feeder cattle to the feed yards that are working together with that commercial operator.
How would you describe the producer acceptance and understanding of use of this product?
Well, it's we've ramped up quite a bit. I think our producers out there are beginning to understand more about identity profile. I think really the big part of that is that we try to make it simple, try to turn this technology into something that a producer can understand what it is and how to use it. No doubt that the big adoption, for the initial adoption, was more in the seed stock operators in the beginning. Probably not a surprise. I mean, that's where a lot of the genetics and the information, you know, where it begins and then trickles down through the system. We've seen a tremendous usage rate here, in particularly in the last 12 to 18 months, with the commercial operators incorporated into their decision-making process for bulls to use, heifers to keep. And so we're seeing that kind of trickling all the way down, even into the feedlot operations, and helping the feedlots understand how to incorporate this information and make better management decisions when the cattle arrive at the feed yard. So as the technology has evolved over time and we've incorporated that genetic profile and made it more comprehensive in its nature, whether it's carcass traits or now maternal traits, we're just seeing people beginning to take notice of this and seeing how they can utilize it in their operation.
For the producer who wants to either learn more or start utilizing this technology, what do they need to do to get started?
Well, I think the big thing is understand the nature of our genetic profile and how comprehensive it is, and begin to see the traits that we can profile for. First, ask themselves kind of where their goals are and what the traits that are most important to them. Then I'd say that the next step is identify the animals in their herd that are probably the ones that are going to have the most impact, genetic impact, in their operation. We would suggest likely that the first place to look at would be herd sires. Profile them, because they're going to make a heavy and make a big impact on the genetics of their operation. The second place to look at would be replacement heifers. And you look at profiling them this year. You know, spring is coming up. We're about ready to turn out breeding stock and so forth. It's a way to get to, you know, profile them. And if you do over a course of several years, all your replacement heifers, you eventually have profiled your entire herd and have that kind of inside information about your operation. And that really will catapult them and help them hit those goals and objectives a little better.
Well, thank you very much for helping explain and tell us what's new with iGenity here at the Cattle Industry Convention. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.